Welcome to the Friendship Quest, where we'll answer all your questions, or we'll do our best to figure it out. Let's give it a try, and we'll keep on going until we die. Until we die!
Hello, and welcome to the Friendship Quest. It's me, John, God of Calamity. And with my advent, all those I deem unworthy to inherit my will shall perish.
John?
Welcome to the podcast.
What?
I thought I'd mix it up a bit this week. Try something different.
I was so busy, like, focusing on what I needed to do technologically that I didn't really 100% listen to what you were saying.
Well,
but when I did,
and...
it scared me.
Yeah. That's, you know, that's what you want out of your podcast, out of your light weekly entertainment. Semi-weekly.
Semi-weekly. Yeah. My apologies. It was my fault this time.
Which is an unusual turn of events.
This is what happens when you work two jobs.
6 days a week.
6 days a week. Yeah. It was a lot, but it was fun. I had a good time, and now I'm on my holidays.
Holidays,
so
baby.
I will actually post content and things from now on.
That'd be nice.
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
So we'll see how that goes.
How was your week off, John?
My week off is going well. And I'm self-isolating now, which is sad.
Yeah.
But that happens. I had got pinged. So hopefully I don't have COVID.
Hopefully.
It's such a weird time as well. But then I guess it's the pingdemic. I hate that turn of phrase.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, have you not heard
people talking about just being clever.
That would have been clever, wouldn't it? I should have played it off like that. But no, people are talking about the pingdemic, and it's like BBC News is talking about everyone getting pinged, and it's like this shouldn't be a verb.
Of course BBC News is.
Yeah, they love the ping.
Well,
yeah.
Anyway.
We've
not had the most communication. Why? Oh, my fault again. look, okay, I'm a busy woman. I've got things to be doing.
But we're still dedicated to the podcast in the end.
Most of the time, yes.
Almost every week, but not quite. I feel like we should just set it up to be a bi-weekly thing, and then we wouldn't have to apologise so much.
It doesn't happen that much, though, that we miss it.
I can just feel it coming.
We've been generally very good, and I've got, like, nothing to do over the holidays, so...
It's true.
You know?
Record loads.
Right. But we do have an email.
We have an email. We don't have a video. We have an email.
So, for all you Peppa fans out there, Peppa the Rabbit is back.
Another Peppa Rabbit update!
Well, Peppa hasn't been emailing us.
Can you imagine?
The owner of Peppa has been emailing us. Could you imagine?
It's
that
Ella
would be
again.
Pretty good.
Friend
it
of the
is.
Show.
Hello! A lot has been going on lately, so I have not had the time to really interact much, but hopefully I will now. John, it sounds like us.
It's prophetic. It's coming true.
It sounds like exactly what we said.
Yeah.
Peppa is doing amazing, and for some reason I forgot to mention that we have another rabbit. Her
no
name
way.
Is Flossie, and we got her around May time. She was born on March 14th of this year, so she is very young. That's not far from my birthday.
That's very near your birthday. Are you the same star sign?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure where the crossover happens.
No, that would be cute.
Peppa was born on Christmas Day. Whoa.
That's pretty cool.
And my sister named her and is her main owner. You have main owners?
Well, like, one of them's, I guess, Peppa's Ella's and her sister has Flossie. Makes sense.
Okay.
We had that with Goldfish. which was rather more
of
underwhelming.
He did. Goldfish.
I had Goldie.
Uh-huh.
And, my
and
brother
Fishy?
Had... No, actually, no. My brother had Goldie. I had Silver.
Wow.
They were Goldfish, so...
Okay, one of you was correct.
I think one of them got changed to Bubbles later. Sorry, I'm derailing from the email.
Moving
that
on.
That was good interjection.
I think a good villain needs a good and understandable motive. If their motive is unruly, then it might make them a lesser villain. I agree, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, I think, good motivation. But you know what? I can appreciate a chaos agent sometimes.
Yeah, but then that's... Because that's what I was saying. This is an episode from ages ago now. But my whole point was, I don't necessarily need, like, a huge emotional backstory that explains why you're not evil. If what you're doing fits in well with your character and I go, I know why you're doing that,
then that's fine.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
My biggest pet peeves are people eating with their mouth open / talking with their mouth full of food and people squeaking their shoes on purpose.
You know what? Some excellent points made there.
Now, you know what? I got called out for talking with food in my mouth yesterday by kids. But they weren't listening to my instructions, but I'd just been offered chocolate. So I had chocolates in my hand. I had to eat them. Yeah, they were melting.
That's
so I had
different.
To put them in their in my mouth. In their mouth. In my mouth. I had to put the chocolates in my mouth. They were melting.
Yeah.
But I also had to tell the kids to do things. Mm. And then they were like, you shouldn't talk with your mouth full.
Oh, kids are like that, aren't they?
I'm done.
They love flipping the script on you.
Some holidays, but squeaking your shoes, oh, that's another thing.
Yeah, I feel like I think I mentioned it in the episode we talked about them, but like squeaking knives on plates, squeaky shoes, similar thing.
Mm. And it will happen a lot because I do dance as well.
Mm.
That if it's been raining outside, oh no, they'll come in with their squeaky little shoes and they think it's hilarious. It's not hilarious, it's really irritating.
I was watching some of the Olympic basketball, which I've never really watched basketball before
very,
that much.
Very squeaky.
Yeah, but like if you just listen, take a moment and appreciate how much squeaking happens
so
every
much
second.
Squeaking.
It is just constant.
You don't get that in the gymnastics.
The gymnastics, no. No squeaks.
And then Ella also has a question for us. I will keep that under wraps. Cause
we will put that in the bank.
We will save that for another day.
Yum, yum, yum.
Thank you, Ella.
Thank you, Ella. Once again, an excellent email. And if you have an insightful email about your pets, about your pet peeves, about your name, I don't remember what else I got people to email in about, but send anything you like to thefriendshipquest@gmail.com. Or eventually, a video may appear on Katie's TikTok at
I've got loads in the bank. I've got them in the bank. I'm
they're
ready.
They're in their brain. They're ready to be dispensed upon the world.
What you don't see on my end is John has put on a funky background on Zoom and also put butterflies on his faces, so it's very hard to take him seriously right now.
We're using Zoom. We don't usually use Zoom, so like... Or do we? I don't know. But
I think we do normally, yeah.
I'm having fun with a lot of video filters.
This is not a product placement.
Do not use Zoom.
But speaking of ways to communicate online,
whoa.
John... What's our question today?
Our question today is the internet good or bad? Part two.
Part two.
It's a podcast first.
Some of you might have been thinking, hang on a second.
We've heard
I've already
one before.
Heard that one.
Yeah.
Well, we're back because I got rudely cut off by my mother last time trying to feed me.
Yeah, I just remembered. I was trying to think, why did we cut it like slightly short? And then I was like, oh yeah, we needed to eat.
Yeah, I did need to eat because, well, thank you, mother, for the food.
Thank you, provider.
We're now back.
And here we are, back at it again. So, we discussed on numerous things. If you haven't heard the first one, this is probably one of the only times you need to go back and listen to the first one. I mean, or don't. We'll just talk about slightly different things. But... We've listened to it, we've studied up, we'll try not to repeat ourselves.
I think John did better at that than me, but I did try, I promise.
I listened to it on 1x speed, and Katie listened to it on 2x speed, so I think she did half as good.
It was more entertaining that way, I'm not gonna lie. Maybe we should just put them out there in 2x speed.
To be fair, I wish Spotify let you speed up or change the speed.
If you do want to look, if you have attention issues, like me,
you can put it on 3x speed on Spotify.
Yeah, if you have attention issues like me and you really struggle to listen to this podcast on normal speed for 40 minutes, find a podcast app that lets you increase the speed. John has just found out that Spotify, you can do that. I listen to it on Castbox. You can do it on there. You can change the speed. You can make it faster or slower.
Pretty cool.
Go for it, because
or if you're feeling really up for a challenge, listen to it on half speed.
That would definitely be a challenge.
Can you imagine?
It would actually really upset me.
That would be so painful.
But that's my recommendation. Anyway, the internet.
The internet.
We left off. Where did we leave off? I literally just listened to it. This is not going to go well.
Last time, we started off by discussing navigation and maps.
We did.
And, you know, still very good. We talked about access to information.
Yep.
We talked about... We did sort of a speed round of different social medias and talked more about Twitter and Facebook and stuff as well. I feel like we left off on academia and Wikipedia.
Yeah.
That's where we were verging towards the end and then we got cut off.
Yeah.
But I think we said most of what we needed to say about that. One big thing that we didn't talk about that suddenly occurred to me when I was listening back was shopping. Online shopping.
Did not
touch that at all. And considering that the now richest person in the world, Jeffrey Bezos, makes his money off of the biggest online, you know, shopping platform, seems strange. That must be a very integral, important part of the internet that we've just missed. What do you make of it, Katie?
I've got opinions.
Go on. You know what?
To start off with, now, this is a little bit of a tangent, but just with regards to Jeffrey Bezos, he went to space, right?
Yeah.
I assumed they were going for a bit. Not going to space and coming back down straight away.
Oh, did you not know?
No, I thought he was gone for, you know, at least like a day.
He's going on a little holiday, mini break.
And I was like, woohoo, bye. But no, he was back again.
Now,
Dad, I'm really sorry. He said that in front of family. He was like, oh, I thought they left for a while and they mocked him and I didn't support him and say that I thought that too because I didn't want to be mocked. Dad, I stand with you because I thought the same thing.
I mean, I think you'd be forgiven for thinking
although my
that.
Dad thought they went to the moon, which I didn't think.
Okay, that is another level.
I didn't think they'd gone
removed.
To the moon. I thought they'd just gone to space for a hot second, you know? Like, they were staying there for a bit.
No, it's like 30 minutes or something of free fall they get and then they come back.
That sucks.
They've been to space, though. Have you been to space?
No, but I don't want to go for that.
I don't... Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't think it's worth it, especially the ludicrous cost, but...
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a milestone in space travel enterprise.
Why don't you go feed some starving children instead, Jeffrey, instead of blasting
send them
off
to space, Jeffrey.
For 20 minutes? Ugh. Anyway, moving on from that. I just needed to get that off my chest because I felt bad for my dad, but it's all
good. I mean,
good.
In defense of your dad, if you hadn't looked any... Only if you'd, like, really read up on it beforehand would you know that. So, you know, here Jeffrey's going to space. You probably do assume it's, you know...
Exactly.
A significant amount of time, but there you go.
Now, but sadly, he's back with us. Back to shopping.
What online shopping do you do, Katie?
A lot. I do all of my shopping online, to be honest.
Even and groceries now?
Yeah, some of the time. I tend to avoid that just because, you know, there are cheaper shops around that
True.
I'd rather walk to and get my food from than have to order online. But, you know, it's more time-saving to do that.
Yes.
That's the problem. And I don't like it in myself that I do so much shopping online because I think it's got... many, many issues associated with it. It's like, obviously, Amazon is not a good company.
We do not support Amazon.
If you're saying it.
If you're listening through your Amazon Alexa, throw it away.
We know you are.
We know you
it
are.
It tells us.
Some of you are, statistically.
But at the end of the day, they get me things within a day.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to break out of that cycle. And I wish I was a better person who could just be like, no, I'm actually going to just go to the shops and get what I want. But yeah. I'm not that person.
It's a difficult thing because it's hard as a consumer. Whenever you shop anywhere, you're effectively making a choice as to, you know, which big or small corporation you support.
Mm-hmm.
And... I guess Amazon is probably the worst because it's the most exploitative and the biggest. And, I mean, there's stories of them The worst one is there's this nappy company, or diaper company, if you're American, that were selling diapers, nappies to people at a pretty reasonable cost, and it got very popular. And Amazon, being the large conglomerate it was, obviously noticed a dip in their sales of that product. And then all they have to do is sell it at a lower price for a little bit, so people all go there, which they can afford to do because they make a slight loss on it. The other company, smaller company, goes out of business because they can't, you know, they lose their business and they can't afford to sell them at the lower price because they lose money. And then Amazon gets all those customers afterwards. And it's a monopoly, and it's not right. It should be illegal.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's numerous cases of them doing that. So Amazon's evil. That's my soapbox.
Yeah, and then like clothes shopping online as well has many issues. But almost all of my clothing comes from online shopping because it's cheap and it's easier to do, and I don't like the in-person shopping experience.
Yeah.
It stresses me out. I've got to go there, which is quite a long way away. You know, there was a time where I lived in an area where I could actually walk to town.
Yeah.
And I could have done shopping there. That's different. Now it's a reasonable distance for me to get places. It's a busy city. There are lots of people. It stresses me out. You've got to walk through all those clothes, see what you're looking for, and then you've got to try them on, because if you buy them, you're going to keep them, because I don't want to go back to return things.
Yeah.
Whereas online, I can sift through it all. I see it all in front of me. I can tailor it to what I want, buy it, try it on. If I don't like it, I send it back super easy. And at the end of the day, I kind of wish we didn't have online shopping, because then I would have to go out and do it.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have that choice.
No, it certainly has a lot of convenience, and especially for people who that isn't such an easy choice for. Like, if you had to, you in theory could go, but some people can't, or some people don't have access to the shops. Like, we're quite lucky to live near, relatively near, good commodities, or even have the ability to go outside on our own.
But yeah.
So it obviously serves a function. It's obviously good. I don't know. When it comes to clothes, for me, I would be buying clothes from the same shops I would go to in person. So right. There's not a big difference from that, and I don't know. I don't generally buy clothes from smaller retailers, but then I also just don't buy clothes. I don't enjoy clothes shopping, if I can help it. Yeah, okay. Online shopping. I'd say it is good.
I think the concept is good, the execution is bad.
I think the execution is bad because it just sort of exacerbates existing problems with large corporations and capitalism.
Correct.
And monopolies and Jeffrey Bezos.
Yeah.
Ah, difficult that one. All right.
It makes me sad.
It does
which
make me sad.
Makes it bad.
It does make it bad. I should cancel my Amazon Prime subscription.
But speaking of subscriptions to things, what about streaming? Which was something that I was going to start talking about the last episode until my mother rudely cut me off with her delicious cooking.
She deliciously cut me off. So when you say streaming, are you talking about Twitch? You're talking about
anything. There's loads
live
of streaming, isn't there?
Yeah.
There is live streaming, but there's also streaming music.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Streaming videos.
Yeah.
Streaming movies. Streaming, yeah. Streaming.
Streaming. I feel like at some point we're going to have to get to a point where all of the streaming services merge. Or like one just emerges the victor. I mean, again, that's not the best thing, because that's sort of what Amazon's doing. It's like, think about Disney. How big Disney is and how much stuff they have on Disney Plus is off the wall. And obviously that stuff is no longer on Netflix. And it's like, who's going to win? But it's good. It's good there are so many at the moment, because that's, you know, healthy competition, I guess.
At least, in my opinion, at least that's one where Amazon is losing, I feel. They do not have the best content on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime's a weird one, though, because obviously it's meant for buying. It's almost, I don't know, it started out as just you buy it and rent it, and then they included stuff free with Prime.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a different thing. It is weird, though. Yeah, Netflix is great.
I love Netflix.
Netflix works so well.
I don't know what I ever did before Netflix, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I remember specifically, I was on holiday, and I was like, Mum, Dad, I want to get a Netflix account. And I messaged friends, and I was like, does anybody want a Netflix account? We can split it between us. And I got a Netflix account, and I've never looked back.
Never.
I don't understand what I did before then. How did I watch things?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's strange, and I don't know, I guess you could argue that, you know, it's killing television, conventional media, but then maybe that's the way of things, you know?
But is it? I don't feel like TV has changed that much since. It was always just a bit naff. Nothing's on, ever.
Yeah, but it was the only thing on, so people did watch it.
Sadly, though.
Yeah. No, I think, I think streaming is streaming content like Netflix is a tech revolution, is... the new way of entertainment.
I mean, what it has killed off and will continue to slowly kill off is DVDs and things like that, where you actually have to own things or rent actual physical copies.
I never...
What's the point?
I own... In my life, I own like 5 DVDs. I never really bought DVDs as a kid because it's just like... It's so expensive and then it's one thing.
I have 2 cases full... of DVDs.
We'd rent them from the library, I think.
I just don't use them. What's the
point?
Renting DVDs from the library. Oh,
that's
my God.
That's kind of archaic now,
that
isn't
was
it?
That was the thing.
Yeah.
Going to the
so
library.
Exciting.
I always think about the library, you know? How I just... Where are libraries? That was the place.
Yeah.
We used to go there. I'd get my books, used to read them. We had our little library. Did you have like a recording, like library recording thing?
What?
Where you would like write down the books that you've read.
Oh, we had like
there
the
was
summer,
like a reward system.
There was like a summer challenge every year. And it was
read
6
like
books
that.
And you get a sticker and then a pencil and then a...
Yeah, that's the vibe.
Yeah.
I remember doing stuff like that, but
that
I remember
good.
The DVD section when you'd walk in, the small little DVD section. And I remember we got War of the Worlds from there.
Oh, good movie.
I remember watching that. Don't remember much else that we got from there, but I remember that one.
I got all the Star Wars movies there, Lord of the Rings as well. They had that. That was pretty good.
You just don't get the same vibe anymore. It's just like, what do we want to watch? Well, let's see what Netflix has got. Oh, there we go. Let's put on Shrek again.
It's in front
you know?
Of us forever. I mean, that's the thing. That's the criticism I've heard, is that you're overwhelmed by choice. I think that's the... a bigger thing, whereas it's obviously good to have all these things and have greater access to this media, but it's sometimes agonizing trying to choose what to watch when you're faced with so much, you know?
Yeah.
It's difficult.
But I think, so streaming platforms as in to like watch things are generally great.
Yeah.
I have a great time. I've got them all. It just appeals to me very much that I have access to all of those things. Netflix Shuffle was a choice that I'm not sure has panned out, because who actually successfully uses Netflix Shuffle?
I don't know. That is an interesting one. I don't
it's
know.
It's just strange. And I can't emotionally cope with it. Other streaming things, like streaming music.
Yeah.
Is great.
Stream music is great. I don't know enough about the music industry to know if that has improved it or made it worse. I think the internet as a whole, we sort of touched on it last time, especially with like TikTok musicians and things, where the internet makes it a lot easier for smaller artists to come through, get their music out there and be heard. But then I don't know if putting it on Spotify, for example, does them better or worse than...
I feel like it must do.
Surely. I mean, certainly, okay, if again, small artists, you wouldn't have got it out there any other way. So sure. I feel like I've heard complaints from bigger artists that it doesn't pay as well, but I don't know.
I don't know. But you are more likely to just like stream a song.
Yeah.
There's no harm in doing that compared to like in the good old days. When you went on iTunes and you paid
like
79p for a track.
Yeah.
And, you know, you had to pay money for that. It mattered what you bought.
Yeah, yeah.
So, music streaming, woohoo, is
yeah,
a
win. Music streaming, I give a plus. Video streaming, I give a plus as well, but it does scare me a bit more. Disney's rise to power scares me a little bit too much.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But I don't know. In the moment, it still seems okay. I don't like the trend of the premium access that Disney Plus has.
But I also don't think that's going very well.
No, I don't think that'll stick around, especially now cinemas are sort of opening up more.
Then the other form of streaming is like live streaming, which isn't something I know that much about.
I think very similar things could be said for that as we said for like YouTube and other things. It's it's just a form of entertainment. I enjoy its interactivity, and I think that's got a lot of fun with it. And again, it's the new generation of entertainment. Like, you can have live game shows and things. You can have live anything that people can interact with and participate. And I,
oh my God, live game shows just made me think of that quiz. What was it called?
HQ Trivia.
HQ Trivia! HQ Trivia was iconic.
I think
was it you who sent me the video about the downfall of it?
Yeah, it's a good video.
So good. I won money on HQ Trivia.
You did.
Now, I don't know how many people will have got involved with this, but it swept the nation.
This is our first year of university, I think. So this would have been four years ago. HQ Trivia, if you didn't know it, it was an app, and they would live stream a quiz every day at set times. And the winners, if you had to get every question right in a row.
Yeah.
Although they started introducing, like, towards the end, they started introducing, like, extra lives and things, which you had to pay real money for, then that would get you back in. But no. But if you made it to the end of, like, this 12-question quiz, not missing an answer, not having the app screw up because too many people were joining at once and, like, glitching you out of an answer, that was the worst, then you'd share the jackpot of the day, and it would be, I don't know, a few thousand pounds or something at the start. And it sort of climbed and climbed. In America, it went wild. There were like £2 million jackpots. And they just ran out of money.
Well, yeah, it just wasn't...
It's ridiculous.
I don't know what they were thinking, to be honest.
It had a lot of investors at the start, but then I think it just never went anywhere.
Well, I think at the start was when it was great.
Yeah.
And then they just kept like making it bigger and adding more things to it. And it was like, ugh.
Yeah.
And I remember we played it every day.
Yeah, we did.
It was like religious. A staple part of our day. Yeah. It was so good. And then I was at home one day and I just did it. I was
won.
Oh, wait a second. I won about £2.70.
Yum.
But it was everything. I remember the last question was a Disney question.
Yeah. There you go.
And I saw it come up and I was like, this is it.
You can't redeem it. I don't think you could, like, get the money out if it was...
I did.
Oh, did you? You got the money?
Yeah, I got the money pretty quick.
I thought
yeah,
there was, like,
fine.
A minimum amount. They might have introduced that later. I think they did.
I think they might have done, but
at the time,
I got
you
it.
You got your £2.70.
I did, yeah.
And that £2.70 is the most joyous, most important £2.70 you've ever won.
That's like a bus ride.
To be fair.
So, yeah, I was well chuffed with that. That was interesting. I feel like that was a great part of the internet.
Yeah. And in a sort of meta way, removing yourself one level is like the whole situation of how it rose in popularity and then, came crashing down is in itself fantastic. And that is only possible with the internet and learning about it through the internet.
So I'm saying streaming good.
I'm going to say streaming good, you know?
Until, once again, the big corporations
take
over.
Until the big corporations
take
over.
I think the conclusion of all of this so far is internet good, corporation bad.
Yeah, that's pretty fair. Yeah. Streaming is a bit better, though, because there's a competition. People aren't going to put up for, like, them, you know, raising the prices dramatically and, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's still going in a good direction for now. Good. Online banking. Kind of a boring one. But I want to say...
It's quite a boring one.
It's quite boring, but it's so good.
Yeah.
Like...
I've been into a bank, like, once.
I don't have to go into a bank almost ever. And it's like...
But it was literally just, like, I needed to cash in a check.
Yeah. I think
Done.
I set up my account in a bank, but it's like... I feel like you're not as enthralled with online banking as me.
No, I'm not. but I'm not like, oh my god, online banking. I agree that it's a good thing. I was thinking about, like, are there any negatives to it? I don't know. This is more like online shopping, I guess, but my nan is over 90 years old.
Old.
And she is pretty incredible at using her iPad. It's remarkable. Mm. But, you know, there are limits because she's over 90. And online shopping can be a struggle because she can end up ordering 30 bath mats.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
That has happened. I can't remember exactly how many, but it was a lot. It was a lot of bath mats that we had to then get rid of somehow. So, you know, it's like good, but because it's so easy to use in terms of like click click woohoo, it's on its way, you know.
I think there's all that on the flip side with children. If they get access to, like, you put your card details in once and suddenly you've spent £100 on V-Bucks in Fortnite.
Exactly. You've got the two ends there.
Two ends of humanity.
Just not quite getting to grips with it all.
Yeah. Yeah, that is difficult. But
I don't think that's a bad thing.
I don't think it's
like, you know.
I wouldn't say it's the biggest problem. I guess when it comes to online banking again, it's like phishing, scams. We sort of touched on that last time about how it's easier to reach people, and certainly there are a lot more, obviously, so much spam, so many scams and viruses, all that sort of stuff that will, you know.
I always think, like, because I've got a spam email account because I know, like, I had an email account when I was younger that is just, it just got ruined by spam, basically. Yeah. So now I just use it for anything where I think this could lead to spam. It's not important. I'll use that account. But I always look at it all and I think, what are you getting out of this?
Yeah.
But they're getting things out of vulnerable people who don't,
I mean, they
understand.
They send out a million emails and they only need two people to respond to make however much money. If they're trying to scam you out of £1,000, then that's one in a million will give you £1,000 and that's it.
Yeah.
And it's pretty, pretty bad.
Which is sad.
Yeah, that is sad.
But yeah, sure, online banking, woo.
I think that's something that will change with time as well. There's more people who have grown up internet savvy and better safeguarding things are in place, but I guess that remains to be seen. Again, the internet is a tool and those who wield it, whether good or bad. I had a thought.
Whoa, did you?
The Internet of Things. So this is a bit more technical, but have you heard of the Internet of Things?
Is this going to bore me, John?
I think it's quite interesting.
But that's you. What about me?
It's not going to be boring.
Okay. Go for it.
The Internet of Things describes objects tied into the internet. So more explicitly, that's your fridge, that's your toaster, that's your Alexa. But it's like, it's everyday gadgets that are connected to the internet and all smart, all the smart things, you know, smart fridge. And obviously it has a lot of use.
Does it though? I've seen smart fridges and I think, come on now, is that necessary? Where they're like, oh, it like tells you what's in the fridge.
Yeah.
Do you know what I can do? I can open the fridge and I can see what's in the fridge. I don't need your stupid smart fridge.
I do find some of it a bit gimmicky. So it's like those, I always think of those Amazon Dash buttons. Have you seen that?
No.
They'll be like for a certain product. It's called a Dash because like, it's like a, it's connected to your Amazon account. You just push the button and it'll order you like a pack of them or whatever. So if it's like washing up liquid, it's like, oh, we're out of washing up liquid. Press the washing up liquid dash button. And next day a crate of washing up liquid will turn up at your door.
God. It feels like Wally.
Yeah.
It feels like
that's
where we're going.
That one's especially bad. That's an Amazon thing.
Do you know what's sad?
Oh, what's
when
sad?
Did Wally come out? Like 2009 or something?
2008, I think, yeah.
2008. And we are still heading directly for it.
No change in trajectory.
Like, they tried to warn us. That little robot went around and he was like, look at what you're going to become. And we all sat there and cried at that movie and are still going for it.
Well, sort of out of our hands in some sense.
No, it's not.
Is it not? Are you going to challenge Jeffrey?
No, but I still use Amazon because I'm a hypocrite.
You are. And so am I.
You know what? Maybe I should stop. Maybe this is the day.
I would encourage everyone to always look for the same product. Look on Amazon, find what you're looking for, and then try and order it from somewhere else. That's the key. Okay, let's get off to Amazon because we're going to get too sad. Anyway, the Internet of Things, I think it's a bit of a gimmick. And that made me think of something else.
Oh, God.
Train tickets.
That's like transport navigation again, though, isn't it?
Transport navigation. But like also, honourable mention, I think we've come to a good place.
Okay. Well, what do you think?
I think we've discussed a lot. We've got the internet. It's used for communication, for entertainment, for navigation, for shopping, for information and news, for weather, for online transactions and banking. I'd say those are its main uses.
Is it good or bad, John?
Most of these things seem to be good. There are a few things that were bad. When we were going through social media, we said a few of them were bad. And certainly, like, we didn't even touch on things like how it can affect your mental health or how, I don't know, damaging it can be in other ways other than just being, I don't know, we just said generally it's bad for society, some of them. And I think that's true. So, not great, but most of the other utilities it has are just good. Convenient, easy, quick. Is that good?
Here's where I stand. The internet is good for making our lives easy.
Yes.
But is that what we need? And, you know, I watch those people rolling about in Wally and I think, I don't know if that's what we need. But I think ultimately what it brings us is good. And I think access wise, it's done some good things. But ultimately, like most things in society, corporations use it and abuse it. And they've made it a not good thing because they are power hungry people and are going to destroy the world. And, you know, with social media, like us citizens as well, are also problematic. But I like to think that people's use of the internet is getting better over time because we are getting smarter at using it and we understand how it is used. I like to think that. I think that would get better.
I think its use, especially in social media, has evolved, like you're saying.
Yeah. But so while I hope that in the future, you know, like people-wise, we will be better at using the internet, we won't get scammed as much because we'll understand those things. And we just generally won't, hopefully, be affected so much by what people say online because we'll have gotten used to the fact that some people are horrible. But at the same time, corporations will just get bigger and take over and Disney will inevitably rule the world.
Yeah, basically.
Can you imagine if Disney is the corporation, like, by and large, that ruins the earth? Like,
what irony.
Disney put out Wall-E. And they are going to cause the events.
That is just, yeah. I have stopped and thought about that before. And it's
That's
not.
That's so sad.
It's not good. It's not good. No. The internet is a tool. And the work person decides its intent, ultimately.
What?
I just mean it can be good or bad. yeah. I think it's good. I think it, I would, like, if you're talking about it like it's good or bad, like, should we go back and stop the internet from happening? No. That's not right. But it's got problems that need to be fixed.
Yeah.
So it's ultimately good. I saw something, when I was Googling absentmindedly, is the internet good or bad? There's quite a few interesting pieces on it. And it seems like in like the majority of people you ask will say yes. How biased that those groups are, I don't know. But like, you know, you get 70%, 80% say yes. But over time, almost everyone, or almost everything is showing that that number is slowly declining.
Right.
So as we go on, it seems to suggest that people are less fond of the internet. Mm. Or starting to see it as more of a bad thing. And perhaps Amazon and other big companies are partly to blame for that. Or at least you'd hope so. You'd hope that that's the reason and not something else. I don't know.
Well, there you go.
Leaving it on a strange note, but please let us know what you think of the internet.
And this is my takeaway.
Oh, yeah.
Next time you take Jeffrey Bezos to space, accidentally leave him there.
Accidentally leave him there.
What's he going to do?
What's he going to do in
He's
space?
Not an astronaut, is he? He doesn't know what he's doing.
I kind of want to go to space, though.
Can't call Amazon to help.
It's so sad, because the hypocrisy is if Jeffrey called me up and was like, do you want to go to space? I'd say yes in a heartbeat.
No. Oh, I wouldn't.
If it was for free. I wouldn't pay however much it is.
Anyway, don't want to see him coming back next time. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. Is he going to go back? Maybe he will. Well, thank you very much for joining us again. And yes, let us know via the internet what you think of the internet. And we'll have a think about that and try not to get too sad about Amazon. And don't forget, whatever you say on the internet is recorded forever. The internet never forgets, and neither should you.
And neither does Jeffrey.
And neither does Jeffrey. He sees all and hears all.
From his rocket.
From his Alexa rocket. Alexa, blast off!
Yeah. Alexa, take me to space.